This is a Fox News alert within striking distance. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian troops reportedly on the outskirts of Ukraine's capital city.
Each hour, it seems, the sounds that we hear in downtown Kyiv change a little bit. Right now, we're hearing smaller arms fire. It sounds like either automatic rifle fire or 50 caliber guns. The battle is moving closer to this capital city. As for the president, he remains here. He says he fully expects to be targeted. The big question is whether they will encircle the city or try to come in street by street.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. President Biden announcing new sanctions yesterday targeting Russian banks and defense industries.
Putin's aggression against Ukraine will end up costing Russia dearly economically and strategically. We will make sure of that.
But the new sanctions do not exclude Russia from SWIFT, the network that handles international bank transactions. The U.S. also sending more troops to the region.
The 7,000 additional troops that the Biden administration is sending to Europe, that's designed to bolster combined NATO forces. Officials say these Americans are first going to Germany. Their final destination is unclear. Now, the deployments include an armored brigade and a combat team. The Biden administration says no American troops are going to fight in Ukraine. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. It's not part of the treaty that says an attack on one is an attack on all.
Fox's Rich Edson at the Pentagon. Fox News confirming through multiple sources that President Biden has decided on the person he'll nominate to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. No word yet on who the choice is or when the president will make the announcement. The Centers for Disease Control expected to loosen federal mask-wearing guidelines today. Most Americans will no longer be advised to wear masks in indoor public settings. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new Fox News poll finds many Americans don't like what's happening in the U.S.
68% of voters polled said they're dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country. 58% said the country is worse off now than a year ago. That's up 8 points compared to the same time in 2019. The president's job approval is at 43%, and he's underwater on approval ratings across many topics, the lowest approval being on immigration at 34%, the highest being on COVID at 47%. The number one concern respondents have is inflation, followed by jobs in the economy, then COVID, then immigration. More than 70% of respondents said they are paying more now for groceries, gas, and utilities. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge in Michigan ordering the parents of accused school shooter Ethan Crumbly to stand trial on involuntary manslaughter charges for making available the gun which police say was used to shoot four students to death in late November. A federal court jury Thursday convicting three former Minneapolis police officers of depriving George Floyd of his civil rights by not intervening when he was fatally restrained by another officer. The officers still face state charges of aiding and abetting Derek Chauvin in Floyd's death. Thursday's winter weather in much of the heartland, now moving into the northeast.
This system dumped another round of snow in the Midwest, while freezing rain and sleet were the biggest threat for people in North Texas, Missouri, and Arkansas. An inch or more of ice accumulated on many roads. Drivers were urged to stay home, and if they had to go out, take it slow. The storm is continuing its trek east, where it will dump freezing rain and sleet from Philadelphia to New York.
It's Will Nunley of Fox Weather. A winter storm warning stretches from central New York State up through coastal Maine. It could dump up to a foot of snow in some areas. The airlines have canceled more than 1,200 flights so far today. The latest at foxweather.com. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.